Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. The next and final Donald Trump versus Joe Biden debate is this Friday, Australian time, with new rules designed to cut down on what happened on September 29th. This time, the commission that produces the debates will feature microphone mute buttons, allowing each candidate to speak uninterrupted for 2 minutes at the start of each of the six topics. Both mics will be open for the ensuing back and forth. Trump's not a fan, telling Fox,
"When somebody stands there and he lies, I like to challenge it at the time because you don't have time to go back."
Trump says nonetheless he'll go ahead with the debate. The president is getting blowback from some within his own Republican Party for his harsh attack yesterday on America's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci. This latest pre-election tempest blew up in a phone call Trump placed to his campaign staff with reporters allowed to listen and record the president unloading on Fauci.
"People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots. Every time he goes on television, there's always a bomb, but there's a bigger bomb if you fire him.
The president, in referring to Fauci being on TV, was no doubt referring to the doctor's frank interview with CBS 60 Minutes, which aired the night before. Fauci told Dr. John LaPook of CBS he was alarmed after seeing TV coverage of the maskless crowd assembled in the White House Rose Garden at the end of last month as Trump announced his latest Supreme Court nominee.
"Were you surprised that President Trump got sick?"
"Absolutely not." I said, "Oh my goodness, nothing good can come out of that. That's got to be a problem." And then sure enough, it turned out to be a super spreader event.
Polls show Fauci is far more trusted than the president, or anyone else for that matter, when it comes to handling COVID-19. Some prominent Republicans are defending Fauci, among them Texas Senator John Cornyn, who is running for re-election, and Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander, who is not. And Fauci tells LA radio station KNX, being called an idiot and a disaster by the president doesn't faze him.
"It's like in The Godfather, nothing personal, strictly business. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I just want to do my job and take care of the people of this country. That's all I want to do."
And Millsy and Basil, as the U.S. races toward Election Day, coronavirus is surging in much of this country to levels we haven't seen since July. Mm-hmm.